Hello and welcome to episode 16 of Merv Hughes Fishing. Who said it wouldn't last?
Oh, me. JK.
The sharp in the axe out the back.
The three listeners we've got.
Yeah, we'll just go through those people who said it wouldn't last.
Yeah, Mick Bisbee. Matt Canine.
Michael Hugzard.
Who's Tony, Michael Hugzard?
Who is Michael Hugzard?
It's a very good
question. The big rooster. The big Dutch rooster.
Doug Phillips.
Yes.
He didn't say it wouldn't last because he wanted to be on episode 16. And guess
right.
what? He is on episode 16. He's from Tonic Eyewear, one of the leading...
The best sunglasses in the world.
There you go.
And it's just getting... The brands are good. You remember when they first brought out the Xerox machine, someone would say, I'm going to Xerox this. It's the same now. People don't say pass my sunglasses. They pay pass my. They say pass my tonics.
What's a Xerox?
That's not a photocopy, even.
I've already checked C7. I've already checked C7.
Now.
Sorry, I digress.
The sunglass industry has grown enormously.
Exploded.
How important is it for you when you're out fishing?
Oh, mate, we're going to talk to Doug about that, and that's why we choose Tonic, is because of the lenses. And, like, it's scientific. It's not just, oh, make sunglasses.
Yep.
We'll have a talk to Doug and find out more about it. But for me, and especially fishing in rivers, not so much out in the deep sea, but if you're fishing in rivers, you can see the structure under the water. You can see fish in the water quite. It's a lot easier to see fish if you wear tonics.
That's a much better way of saying. Seriously,
I reckon I've gone to Billy Brown's bloody School of English.
What?
Sunglass
one of the underrated and not thought of accessories?
Got to have them in your tackle box.
A lot of people will go away for the weekend, oh, I need some sunnies, and I'll drive in and I'll buy a $10 pair and wonder why they smudge, wonder why they scratch. You need a very good pair of sunglasses, and if you're feeling about your fishing, and if you're going to flick lures, I've been in 20, obviously you need clear water, but maybe 15 metres of water in West Australia where it's clear, with the sunnies, you can see to the bottom. You can see the fish attacking your lures.
Okay.
So that's great. They are great, and they're a much-needed thing. And one thing is obviously keep the glare off, see into the water, and when you're fishing, safety factor with hooks, with people casting on the boat, you've got your eyes are safe.
Just getting back to fishing, even like you said about the blue water, just with the tonics as well, like the snapper are going mad in the bay at the moment as we speak, big fella. You've got to have those sunglasses on just from that blue water glare, that from sun.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to have them. Yeah, so guys, if you're out there snapper fishing, and by the way, they're going mad at Black Rock.
Oh, just about to ask you, is there any good spots you want to tip us into?
17 metres Black Rock at the moment as we speak. Yeah,
right.
It's starting to go now.
Okay.
That's on this side.
17.5 metres Black Rock. Going off right now.
Right. Okay. There's an echo in here, is there?
Half metre. Just that half metre. Between 17 and 18.
Is this going to be a good fishing season?
Yeah. It's building up right now. Kevin, it's going to be fantastic. So,
outstanding.
Yeah. So us Melburnians are going to go mad for the next two or 3 months. Just before Christmas, it'll probably slow down a bit, then start up again in March. But
snapper in the bay. Trout right in a Goulburn.
Is this
cod? Well, cod season's shut, but you can still fish for cod in Eildon. At Eildon,
yeah, of course you can.
So Eildon has open
season. Anyone tell the cod?
Huh?
Did anyone tell the cod?
No, keep it a secret. I think they're going to get wrong. But no, on a serious note, just if you're fishing, find out the regulations. Okay, find out what's going on. Trout season's just open. Cod season's closed till the first of December.
Yeah,
and then it opens up again. So just find out, but you can fish for cod in the Eildon all year round. So if you still want to chase cod, go up the Eildon. It's been stocked and you catch, we were up there last year, getting a lot of that 46, 48 region, centimetres. The legal length now is 55, isn't it?
Yeah, 55.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk sunglasses next with Doug Phillips here on Merv Hughes Fishing. Merv Hughes Fishing with Merv Hughes, Jason Kennedy and Kevin Hillier. And our guest this week, boys, is Doug Phillips from Tonic Eyewear. G'day, Doug.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Oh, Dougie, how are you? Tonic Eyewear.
Good, gee,
you undersold that a bit. The best sunglasses in the world, and you're just giving Tonic Eyewear.
Well, we're about to talk to Doug about exactly what it is and why they are the best in the world. You don't pump yourself up.
I can tell you why they're the best in the world.
All right.
Hi, Dougie. How are you, mate?
Take us off for young and old here.
Now, busy time of the year for you, I'd imagine, coming into the summer.
Well, it's actually good. It's just starting to pick up these days now. It's a bit of export overseas to America, Germany and Norway and stuff like that. So it's a good market as well. And, of course, selling around Australia and New Zealand.
Now, obviously, sunglasses are for the outdoor world. Yes. We use them for fishing and boating. Well, more boating than fishing, But polarized sunglasses for guys that sight fish are very important. But what are the uses do people wear? Something like they're skiing during the winter to keep the glare off. There's driving.
Absolutely.
So basically for anything that you do outdoors.
Well, we do, like some of our mirrored lenses and high contrast are really good for snow skiing, of course. So it picks up all the highs and lows, especially in the snow, really bright glare, really difficult to see those highs and lows, but that we've got the perfect lens for that. It's a mirrored lens, either our blue or our green mirror. Also, our red mirror is quite incredible too because of its two-toning colours. But mostly when somebody's skiing down there, you've got to see the highs and lows. Very important. And so our lenses will actually do the job that they're required to do. Also, driving lenses. They're the best driving lens you'll ever want to get because we've got photochromic lenses that can change with the prevailing light. So you can drive from dawn to dusk all day long, cut the glare, see through all the car windows and read the traffic. Also, great for picking up unmarked police cars.
Really?
Fun experience, Doug.
That's not on the packaging.
It's an interesting one because when I think of tonic sunwear, I just think of guys out fishing, but it's just utilised for everything. Now, with that, you talk about the lenses. You're talking about the mirrored lenses, the polarised lenses I've mentioned. Also, for those like myself, that don't have very good eyes and we need a prescription lens. You put in prescriptions too for people?
We do a lot of prescriptions, Merv, every day, in fact. I mean, it's becoming quite busy because, you know, ageing population out there as well. And also a lot of fly fishermen out there use our polarised prescription eyewear, multifocals and single vision and bifocals. So we do a multitude of different optics for people in the marketplace. It's really important. And sight fishing is really what it's all about, whether you're in blue water or fresh water. But to see beneath that water and sight fish, you know, I don't know how people go fishing without wearing a good pair of polarized sunglasses like Tonic, to be quite frank with you.
Now, Doug, you've been around a long time, and I think actually you supplied Jesus his first pair of tonics, but just explain
Close.
How long just explain how
actually,
long
I
you've
think
been.
It was his brother.
I think it was his father.
He's been around a while.
So, yeah, David, all seriousness, it's been about 15 years now for the Tonic brand?
No, only 6.5 years Tonic's been around, but okay. I've been in the industry for, of course, 29 years.
29 years, yep.
I started in 1992 developing and designing polarizing filters and lenses from Japan, and I've worked with some of the best Japanese optical mathematicians in the world, and they've actually taught me a lot.
Now, Doug, what's your background and what took you into the sunglass industry?
Well, to be quite honest with you, my background, I'm actually a boilermaker steel fabricator, but I used to manufacture industrial safety glasses, and I had a company that supplied the industry, like Holden, Toyota, Ford, and all the big companies, Kenworth Trucking Companies, and so forth around Australia. And I got out of that because my passion became polarizing lenses, and I started producing, flew to Japan and spent some time in Japan learning about optics and polarizing lenses. So that's my background. And I've been, you know, self-taught and taught by some of the best, like I said, Japanese mathematicians in the world. So that's where my background. And I absolutely love, eat and breathe this stuff. And what I do.
Mate, very passionate about it, Kev.
Hey, Doug, what do the mathematicians bring to the table with it?
Math.
Yeah, what they bring to the table is the different types of filters that we could produce.
Okay.
And we're looking at all the different spectrum ranges.
Yep.
About cutting glare and seeing deeper into the water. Also, you know, where we design filters, we've now designed four colour integrated filter systems and two colour and three colour filter systems inside the lenses. Also, we've brought our lenses down from 2 millimetres thick down to 1.7. So nobody does a 1.7 mil glass lens, and we've, you know, it makes it thinner, lighter, just as strong as a 2 mil under drop ball testing and the Australian industrial safety. So that sort of passes all those standards as well. Also, we've decentered all our lenses. So optically, when you look through a pair of tonics, there is no distortion whatsoever. You're talking perfect and accurate optics. So when you cast, you're casting to that perfect spot, if you can cast any good, of course, but a lot the older days, the older, well, that's
no, right. Well, well, they're yeah. bloody good glasses if they can help you with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the good thing is the good thing is all the optics, you know, back then in my old business that I used to do, of course, it's what we call a plano, so it's not a decentered lens. So when you curve a lens like that, you're always going to get some sort of prism, so you're never going to see that perfect or accurate distance or depth with that type of product. But with what we do today, we grind them with a decentration or decentration in a lens, so it's, so you see the perfect depth and distance. That's really important. Oh. And the clarity, we use also nanofilm. Nanofilm is the thinnest and clearest film in the world today.
Now, Kevin's so looking a little bit confused with all these big words you're using.
Perplexed.
So you, nano.
You may have to just break it down to maybe one or two syllable words for Kev. He's just struggling a little bit. Now, the other thing about sunglasses, and when I'm fishing, okay, mm-hmm. looking into the water, seeing into the water, sight fishing, picking up snags in the water, but a safety thing too. A lot of people fish without glasses. Now, you ever think about lures flicking around, hooks flicking around, they're very much a safety glass as well.
Absolutely. Really important, you know. Yeah. You know as well as I do, Murph, that, you know, there's quite a lot of eye injury out there because, you know, flying back, you imagine a snag, even in salt water, and you get a snag or whatever, and you're pulling it up, and you've got that heavy sinker, that come back like looks like a bullet.
Yes.
And, you know, we've seen some incidences there, and fortunately, they've had a pair of tonics on, and it saved their eye. We get many people ringing us and saying, my God, you know, I've damaged the lens, but it saved my eye. You know, can we get them fixed? And, of course, you know, we do some repairs and so forth with our glasses.
Now, Dougie, that's not just about pulling the hooks off a snag. It's also when a fish pulls a hook close to the boat. Kev, you're standing over it. You've got tension on the line. Mm-hmm. If the fish spits a hook, ba-doing, it comes flying out at you. So as well as great seeing material, just a little bit of safety on board too.
And Doug, you've got a not a one-size-fits-all. It's probably the greatest fallacy out there. The sunglasses ain't sunglasses, and you've got about 20 or 30 in the range which can fit any melon. Is that right? Whether you be skinny, large, buff head,
pretty
whatever
much. It might be.
That's right.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we had a fella, you know, today, you know, he very, very skinny face, very thin head, and he walked in and I said, look, he's after a prescription. And we said, yeah, no problems at all. Here, try these on. These will fit you. He said, oh, how do you know that? And I said, well, I looked at your face, of course. So,
yeah.
You know, I've been doing this for a long time. And he goes, oh, that's fantastic. They fit like a glove. They're perfect. And I said, well, that's
what you do.
That's
like walking into a menswear store and a bloke says, oh, you're a size 38. I just laugh at him because I'm a lot bigger than that. I think he's just trying to be nice. But you got to know what you're doing to make people feel comfortable, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, you've got to have – we design all our glasses and I've been on no fashion statement when I produce sunnies, but I do design all my own frames and inclusive with the lenses. So that's – you know, that's just the background that you build up over the years and, you know, making some sunglasses fit and be comfortable all day long. And going back to the lightweight of our lenses, we would have the lightest lens on the market in Australia today.
And almost unscratchable.
Well, they're almost unscratchable, you know.
You have to try bloody hard, Kevin, to scratch these lenses.
Yep.
Yeah, you do.
We had Jason Rogers up in Darwin just recently. And we're out fishing. Tonics, I looked at him and said, they're an old pair of glasses. He said, yeah, I've had them for about 5 years, I reckon. He said, now what's this? And he pulls out a treble, a hook, and just scratches it up against the lens. And you think, what are you doing? Doesn't scratch. Look at that. Just does not scratch. So they're built tough.
Yep.
They are, unfortunately.
The ones that aren't so tough, they're the ones that sell at the garage for about $10, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's a fact, and that's very truthful. They do last far too long, unfortunately.
Well, that's a good thing coming from you. It's a bad thing for, obviously, sales purposes, but to get that word of mouth and to get that trust up to build a product that lasts for so long, you just hope that people buy two and three pairs.
Well, yeah, it's you know, we have quite a facet of different lenses, of course. You know, a really low light nano lens, which is neon lens, which is really super light, lets in 33% light. So, you know, if you're up there, those dark areas in the rivers and whatever, that neon lens is phenomenal. You know, for really low light areas, our photochromic lenses change again all with the prevailing light. We have some really We've designed each individual lens for quite some really good specific purposes. So,
okay, Doug, so when you go fishing, what pair do you wear?
When I squid, I use our red mirror. It is incredible.
Okay.
That's two coloured lens. It backs off the squid. So I love going out there squid on a kayak. And what happens is that when we're pulling up, I can actually see the squid coming for my my squid jig.
What about when you drive the car?
I use a grey photochromic lens when it's a really quite a bright day. But when I'm driving in low light, because I can, when you drive in low light,
it's good to have the opportunity to buy several pair.
Well, that's right. I sort of have a few pair. When I drive in low light, I actually use my photochromic copper. And when it's pouring rain and really bad visibility, because I'm a little bit of a I like to cruise along a bit, and
the limit, of course.
Absolutely, certainly.
Hence the unmarked police car reference earlier.
Yes,
I use the neon lens because it's incredible. It really is. You got to understand when it's pouring rain, you can actually see through every raindrop because there's a million particles of scattered glare coming through a raindrop. So there's billions of scattered glare out there. We need to reduce that to see better. People hunch along the steering wheel and they're like, oh, hell, it's raining. Me, I just pass it all.
So there you go. You can wear sunglasses in the rain, see better, because I always thought people that wore sunglasses when it rained were wankers. But I was wrong.
or hats in cars.
Well,
the big thing, Dougie, with that, we've got to say that there's a price comes with this. They're not the cheapest. They're certainly not the dearest, but with sunglasses, you get what you pay for.
I really mean this with tonic. I've been doing this far too long not to know this. When you pay, for a pair of tonics, you're actually getting what you pay for. That's what you're buying.
Yep.
You're not buying the brand name or anything like that. You're actually paying for good quality. And no disrespect to other brands in the marketplace, there's some good product out there. But there's some product out there that you pay a lot of money for, you only pay for a brand, whether it be sunglasses, cars, or whatever. But at the end of the day, I can guarantee you pay for what you get with a pair of tonics.
Yep, without doubt.
Good on you, Doug.
We wear them all the time. They're fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, good on you, Doug. We appreciate your time, and thank you very much for joining us today on Merv Hughes Fishing.
No worries. You just have a great day.
Thanks, Doug.
Cheers, Doug. Thank you.
You're listening to Merv Hughes Fishing, the podcast. That was Doug Phillips from Tonic Eyewear.
Scientific, isn't it? They've got mathematicians in there. They've got scientists in there. You don't just make sunglasses, mate. I tell you what, you've got to know what's going on, and you build a pair of sunglasses,
Get the soapbox.
Now there is a fashion aspect to it too, because they're bloody good-looking sunglasses.
They are.
So there is that as well. So
any pair of sunglasses that can make me look sexy are good glasses, and that's what Tonic does, my friend.
They're not miracle workers.
Let's not go nuts. Well, let's just keep a lid on it.
When I look in the mirror, I just see, how good do I look in these? So is it just me?
Yes.
Okay,
fair enough. Absolutely is.
That's disappointing.
Did you wear sunglasses when you played cricket?
Yes.
In the latter part?
Early on, not really. Latter part, I did. And mainly because I used to bat in sunglasses. And people used to say, wanker, but prescription. So I had prescription glasses. And like Doug said, he makes a pair of prescription sunglasses a day. And a lot of people that that wear or that need prescriptions, how many times do you see them put sunglasses over their glasses or they're prepared? But
yep.
Mate, in this day and age now, jump online, tonic.com.au, have a look at
Tonic Eyewear. Yep.
Yeah, same thing. You know what I mean.
just make sure we get it right.
You know what I mean. And you go on, if you want, have it, ring up Doug, ring up Tonic Eyewear and say, listen, this is my script. Can you make me glasses?
Yep.
An hour later, there they are.
I've got to ask maybe you, have you always had prescription sunglasses as well as glasses and had them filled? Because it's only of recent times that I've actually got the prescription sunglasses as well as my glasses.
Yeah, I've had prescription sunnies now for 7 years.
Okay.
I've had prescription sunglasses before, but when Tonic comes on board and you're fishing, mate, you can't do without them, to be honest. If you're a fisho, don't think that you just have to wear your optics because no one makes prescription glasses.
Yep.
Mate, Tonic, give Dougie a call. He'll look after you.
All right.
So fishing, driving, prospecting, camping, the whole nine yards, absolutely brilliant.
But indoor, outdoor, rain, shine. He's got low light lenses.
Let's get back to the snapper.
What about 10 o'clock in the comfort of your own lounge room having a bowl of ice cream? Is it all right to wear sunglasses then?
No.
You probably
have.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah, no, maybe. I wear my sunglasses at night.
Yeah.
Now, prescription sunglasses.
Corey Hart.
Oh. Prescription sunglasses for men that didn't listen to their mothers when they were young.
Stop it. Talk snapper, please. Tell us what the snapper of... Tell us where the snapper
was. I thought it was an old wives' tale. I didn't know that was true.
No, it's true.
That's all right.
We've all got three blokes sitting in here with with glasses on. It's ridiculous.
Snapper are on. Snapper. In the bay. They come in this time of year. They come in through the heads. They turn right as they come in, left as we look.
Mm-hmm.
Go around Sorrento, Portsea this time of the year. It's beautiful down there. Dramana, Mount Martha.
Best bait, pilchard at the moment.
Okay.
Just cut pilchard.
And
squid are coming on.
They're literally jumping in the boat, are they?
We wish. Take a number. But anything around that sort of 17-metre line at the moment, Kev's really producing good numbers, changing the tide once again. All the normal factors, all the normal sort of, snapper secrets. Just get out there, put the hours in, of course. Do the miles, get the smiles.
Yeah, good on you. Paul Worsley.
Who said that?
I saw that on iFish too, mate. Can you use your own lines, will you? Give it on, mate. no, seriously. But the other thing too, don't just pull up where other boats are, okay? Because you pull up, if you're not confident in your own fishing, you go out, if there's three or four boats pulled up, oh, they must be catching fish. So like, you pull up next to them. Mate, if you've got a sounder, learn to read your sounder and have a look at the bottom and you'll pick up fish on the bottom. And if they're off the bottom, if they're a couple of metres off at the bottom, they're not feeding.
Yeah.
So you've got to look for fish that are on the bottom, that are close to the bottom. If they're close to the bottom, they're feeding. Yeah, so look for that out in the bay. Catch some snapper. Send us a photo and we'll put it up on the podcast.
Yeah, we will. Put it up on the
podcast. We'll hold it up. I'm holding up a photo now. So see it. It's a good photo. That's JK with a cobia.
Your bum looks really big in that photo.
Kevin, in that photo, that's a cobia, you muppet.
Kevin, that fish was that big, even the photo weighs 4 pounds.
Yeah, thank you. That is another edition of Murphy's Fishing. Till the next time, get out and catch some snapper. Good on you, boys.